Well, before we get started this morning, happy Mother's Day again to everybody. Mary's mothering over there. You just don't stop mothering. You just keep on. Well, you can't steal it. You've got Father's Day coming up. So I am just so excited to share what God has put on my heart today for you. This is for everybody, by the way. This isn't just mom. So guys, don't just check out. I'm going to talking. I'm just going to, you know, daydream about my car or whatever you daydream about. Maybe your horse. I have no idea. But I'm going to be speaking today, and it's kind of special to me, actually, because I'm going to be speaking about my life verse. Now, if you guys, what's a life verse? Well, a life verse is just a verse that just kind of every time you read it, it's who you feel God wants you to be, or it's something that brings encouragement. It just kind of becomes an anchor for you. So this is my life verse. Those who look to the Lord are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And that has just become the prayer of my heart since I was young. And as I pondered this verse, you know, one of the most radiant things that I have ever seen is a sunflower. And, you know, when I was a little girl, we would go up to North Dakota where my grandparents lived, and there were fields and fields and fields of sunflowers. And I was so enamored by their brightness, their boldness, they're beautiful, and they were radiant. And God often uses the natural things on this earth to teach us things. That's honestly a lot of how I'll see something as I'm going for a walk or whatever it could be. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just kind of starts to reveal a lesson or something from that thing. And so we're going to learn some things about how a sunflower radiates and how we, as followers of Jesus, whether we're men, women, children, mamas, grandmas, nieces, whatever it is, about how we can actually have some comparisons with sunflowers and how we can radiate like them. So you're going to learn, if you don't know anything about sunflowers, you are going to learn something about sunflowers today. Okay? So you can at least walk out of here knowing something you didn't know. All right? And if you don't like sunflowers, I'm really sorry. All right? So radiate. Sunflowers, they reveal the beauty and the intent of the Creator. And we're actually going to look at the name really quick. So the name, the very name of the sunflower, you know, they have like those really special names. We call it sunflower. The people who are in the know call it a helianthus. I'm sure I said that wrong. I apologize for those that are in the know that I butchered the name. But it comes from helio, which means sun, and anthos, which means flowers. And they're the species with big heads, long petals that resemble the sun. And that's how they got their name. They're named after what they bear the image of. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We have been given a name because of who we resemble. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. The sunflower actually comes in 70 different species. Guys, there's short, there's tall, there's many different colors, there's levels of hardiness, there's different sizes of blooms, large blooms, small blooms. Some do better in certain areas, right? You know, some you can plant really really far up north and some you can't as much. And I couldn't help but think about how, as I'm going to talk about women, because I know that area pretty well. And we often like to compare ourselves to other women. Well, man, if I just had her hair, man, if I just had her voice, it's just so nice and mine's kind of squeaky. Or if I this or whatever the thing could be, we so often are comparing ourselves. And I love that in the sunflower that each one has a specific design. And guess who else has a specific design? We do. And we're just going to remind ourselves in Psalm 139, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Say, I'm wonderful. Say it like you might believe it. I'm wonderful. You are a work of the Lord. You were created in the hidden place. You were woven together in the depths of the earth. How precious are your thoughts, God? How vast is the sum of them towards me? And I love that you bring beauty by just being who God created you to be and bearing his name. I am a child of God. I am made in his image. I bear the fingerprint of God because he breathed his life and formed and made me. We're anchored with a strong foundation. So I have a story for you. I'll do the picture. Aren't they sweet? And then they just grow up. It's just not, I mean, I'm very thankful that God has given them the ability to grow and everything, but it was a long time ago, I think. Did you say this was from 2012? Okay, so 2011, I grew some sunflowers. I had about 3 or 4 that made it, which for me as a gardener, that's actually really good. Just saying. I don't care well for things that I plant sometimes. I'm learning though. And so, you know, they had grown towering and Kirk got some cool pictures of them and it was amazing. And then, you know, they died. And then we had these stalks that were left over and I wasn't really sure what to do with them. And so they just kind of went off to the side. Well, come the next spring. So these stalks have been outside. They've been in the elements, in the weather. And we find them, by the way, this picture is taken April 4th. Do you see how green the grass is? That was not this year. And so we have family night and we look for fun things or weird things to do. And so we found these stalks and we decided to have sunflower wars. And one of us was really into it. You can kind of tell which one that was. And so we just sat and we banged these stalks against one another. Now, you can only imagine, like, these kids have these stalks. They're not just, you know, patty caking them against one another. They are, like, taking all that they have. And they're, like, swinging them and they're trying. The stalks never broke. No matter how hard, no matter what they did, banged them against them, each other, whatever it was, they never broke. Sunflower stalks are thick and incredibly strong. They're engineered to hold the weight and the size of the head. And so I love this verse because just like sunflowers, we have a foundation that we're settled on, right? For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. We have a foundation on which we can stand, and we know that he is able to uphold us, he's able to keep us, and he's able to help us stand. No matter what comes against us, our foundation is secure, it's steady, it's unchanging. We are anchored to him. The next one is D, and it's, a sunflower distributes various forms of nourishment, and it even removes things that are harmful. So sunflowers, help me out. What are some things that it's known for making? Seeds. How many like sunflower seeds? They're like my son's favorite thing in the world. Yes. Seeds. What else? Oil. Thank you. Anything else? Thank you. Flowers. They produce flowers. Do you know that as I was researching this, they said that one of the great benefits of sunflowers is that they produce cheerfulness. Not lying. People look at sunflowers and they get happy. Okay? If you are not happy, I suggest you get a big sunflower sign and put it maybe in your mirror or by your mirror in the morning and just like set your day. You're like, it's going to be a great day because there's a sunflower and it makes me happy. Really, it was in the research. Building materials, which was new to me, but that's what the article said, so I'm going to trust. But after working with the stalks, like those things don't die. Like they die, but they don't like break. They're very hardy. So they produce many things. They have medicinal. Thank you. There's a few words that I've struggled with my whole life. That's one of them. And what's amazing is that they not only produce things, which is like, how many think that's pretty cool? They produce things. They provide nourishment. But they also remove things. So after nuclear accidents, such as Japan's 2011 Fukushima incident, the 1986 Chernobyl meltdown, sunflowers were planted in millions around the site. It turns out that the flowers actually absorb the radiation and the toxins. So now let me encourage you how you are like a sunflower. Do you know that not only has the Lord placed within you giftings, callings, blessings, provision, the fruit of his spirit in you to help nourish those around you? But do you know that sunflowers were specifically placed in toxic environments to change the environment? We sometimes find ourselves in environments that feel toxic and unhealthy, and we wonder, what can we do? But you might just be placed there to help bring about a different environment. He gives you everything you need for a life of godliness. And I love the verse, little children, you are from God and you have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. It isn't dependent upon you to remove those things. You can't, but God in you can. Next, a sunflower has an infinite ability to multiply. At the center of its head, there are 1,000 to 2,000 little florets. And those little florets turn into seeds. Okay, this is going to get a little nerdy, and Kirk's really going to enjoy it. The rest of you may not. Just hold on. I'll get past it. Each one of those, okay, is a mathematician's dream of symmetry and pattern. The disc florets align in intricate spirals and counter spirals with new buds in the center, nudging the maturing florets toward the edges as they grow. The pattern follows the Fibonacci sequence. Yeah, exactly. That's why I said he'd like that. And there's a whole explanation of what that is. I'm not going to explain it. It's just something that's cool for slightly geeky people. And then I love this part. Each diamond-shaped floret. So this is a floret, this is a floret, right? Those are all little flowers. A sunflower is actually composed of 1,000 to 2,000 little flowers. Think about that. They are shaped and rotated exactly 137.5 degrees. Exactly. To nestle between its neighbors like a puzzle piece. This is one of nature's favorite patterns, the golden mean. Such intricate design. But it doesn't stop there. Those florets produce into seeds, and a sunflower can produce over 1,000 times itself. Now, we were made with intricate design and care. We are patterned just as God created us. And He has given us the ability to sow seeds all the time. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we can always be throwing out a seed. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk on the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates. Always, always, always sowing seeds. The interesting thing is that the original sunflower does not see the fullness and extent of what its seeds produced, but that doesn't hinder them from producing the seed and sowing it. It can be easy to be discouraged when we don't see the fruit of the seeds that we've sown, but it doesn't mean we stop sowing the seeds. God is the one who multiplies and makes them grow. Our job is to sow, to keep sowing. Now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. How am I doing? We're on A. We're like over halfway done. Doing all right? You guys still with me? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. This is one of my favorite parts. I could not wait to speak this to you. A, they are able to navigate adverse conditions and pests. Sunflowers will experience hardships. There are pests that are going to try to nibble away, causing damage. There are diseases that try to cripple it. There are winds and storms that arise to try and uproot them. And there are dry times that are going to try and stunt their growth. You've heard this verse. I didn't put it up there, but I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So, how do we handle pests? I was looking at the photos of these natural enemies, okay? I was kind of grossed out. There's aphids and beetles and moths and weevils, which is really fun to say. Just say weevil. Come on, weevil. It just helps you make sure you're still awake, okay? Weevils, worms, all right? And so I read about how these pests are managed. And as I read, there were some different things that we could apply to our lives, all right? Number one, weed control. Weed control is a preventative measure. Here's the life lesson. Watch the weeds in your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, and then you just pluck them out when they're small before they cause and introduce larger problems than you anticipate. Sometimes we cause our problems to be magnified because we don't take care of the weeds. We got weeds growing up, and when the weeds are all around the stalks of the sunflower, those pests are able to get close. They get closer and closer until eventually they can come on to the sunflower and eat and do the things. Take care of the weeds. Be quick to take care of the weeds. Number two, apply soap. I love that one. I'm like, could it be so easy? And farmers are looking at me going, soap? Really? Okay. In the article, it said soap and then said insecticide as well. So that might give a little more. But it said soap. And it said, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. John 15:3 says, you have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. The word of God is living and active. And if we allow it, it will reveal and bring us to repentance so that we can be washed clean. Think of it as that barrier that comes. You're like, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. It's a barrier, right? It keeps those from coming in. Number three, I know you're just very curious about this one. Let loose the chickens, okay? In this case, I'm going to compare the chickens to the Holy Spirit, and he will understand. He's going to give me grace on this. But why do you let chickens loose? They eat the bugs, right? They go and take care of things for you. Let the Holy Spirit loose and give him full permission to work in your life. He is our teacher. He's our convictor. He fills us. He gives us wisdom and revelation. He guides us. He gives us gifts with which to navigate this world. He comforts us and he helps us in our weakness. How amazing that we have the Holy Spirit with us. Why try and handle the things yourselves when the Lord has given you the Holy Spirit? But we have to allow him access. Because he's a gentleman. He isn't going to just take over where he's not wanted. Let the chickens loose. Number four, rely on the God-given defenses that we have. For a sunflower, we already talked about the stalks and how sturdy and strong they are to withstand wind. There's bristles that they have. I was reading that sunflowers actually release a compound to help deter different predators. They're naturally drought-resistant. So what could our God-given defenses be? Let me see if you recognize this first. Finally, be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the schemes of the devil. T, sunflowers thrive and grow with ease if given space. And I just wanted to touch on this one because Kirk has been really teaching this over and over and over and over again these past few Sundays. As he's been teaching us that we're meant to grow. It's always been God's design and intention for us to grow in him. And sunflowers, they're pretty easy to grow, except for if Marnie's the gardener, okay? But you provide them with full sun, enough space, the right amount of water for their needs, they're going to grow. It's what they do. They just grow. Psalm 103:15 says, our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom. You can forget the other two lines if you want, if that's too depressing. But, you know, we bloom. God made us to bloom. God has ordained our days. We're here for the moment in time, in the space, with purpose that only, with purposes that only we can fulfill. He has given us all we need. He's given us the Son. He's given us room to grow. Has everyone arrived here? No. Then there's space to grow. He's given us living water that never runs dry. Bloom where you are planted for the glory of God, not for yourself. God loves you so much, and He's created and made you. But we bloom for the glory of God, to bring Him honor, to bring and reflect and show who He is to a world that is so lost. So thrive where you are, grow, because He's given you the ability to do so. Last one. The sunflower ever follows the sun until maturity. There's a fancy little word called heliotropism. And in a study by Science Mag, scientists reveal sunflowers have circadian rhythms which promote this behavior. A young sunflower's face follows the sun from sunrise to sunset every day and repeats this cycle until maturity. Its face always following the sun. They thrive when they receive 6 to 8 hours of sun each day. And get this, they only respond to the sun. They will stay put, stay place in its absence. Oh, what we can learn from that. And this is what I want to leave us with. Going back to that verse, those who look to the Lord. It's actually from the word nabat. Look means nabat, and it means to look intently at, to behold. It's not a casual thing. It's not just, I'll kind of look around. Oh, the sun's somewhere around here. I mean, I know it's up there because it's bright. No, it's taking and looking and setting your face and gaze and following every movement until maturity. And I have news for you. For us, we don't reach maturity until we go home. So every day of our lives, we set our gaze and we follow. We need the sun. We need Him every day. But we have to set our gaze. We have to behold Him. We must turn our faces to Him and follow where He leads. And as I end, I wanted to return once again to this verse. Those who look to the Lord are radiant. Their faces are never covered in shame. That word radiant, we all think we kind of know what it is, right? It's bright and shiny, and it is. That does mean that. But as I looked a little further into the Hebrew of it, it actually speaks of a running stream and the sparkle and the sheen that appears as the sun shines on it, as it flows together with the sun. It flows. The sun shines. And what we see, the radiance, is what happens when we flow together. We look up, He shines on us and we are lightened. We become radiant. But it's always because of him. Never because of what we could do on our own. So, I'm going to go back so you can see the things. The sunflower reveals beauty and the intent of the Creator, and so do you. The sunflower is anchored with a strong foundation, and so are you on the cornerstone. The sunflower distributes various forms of nourishment and even removes things that are harmful, and so can you. Sunflowers have an infinite ability to multiply. And so can you. Keep throwing the seeds. A sunflower is able to navigate adverse conditions and pests. Put those pest control measures into action. A sunflower thrives and grows with ease if given space. Do what you were born to do. And a sunflower ever follows the sun. Keep your face on him and flow together with him. All right. Let's pray, all right? Lord, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for your presence here today. I thank you for how you have spoken, the things that you have brought to light. And Lord, I thank you that you are the one who makes us radiant. Lord, you are the one, as we look to you, as we find everything that we need, as we find all of who we are in you and you alone, you will shine on us and we will reflect the beauty of who you are as we radiate the glory of God. I pray a special blessing on mothers today. God, for the sacrifices that they have made and continue to make, for the sleepless nights, the hard work, Lord, the times of feeling overwhelmed and how do I do this for another day? For those, God, that have experienced grief and the loss of a child, or have experienced the grief of seeing their children not walk in the ways of the Lord and are walking in paths of destruction. God, I pray that you would bring hope to them in this moment. Minister your life to them. Shine on them. Lord, just giving them everything that they need to fulfill the purposes and plans that you've created them for. We speak that special blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen.